Part number five. So, let's just go ahead and do a disclaimer, right? If it wasn't obvious already that this stuff is all being developed and there's lots of new concepts moving fast. And as always, language, it has its limitations, right? So, you know, in reality, it's like, oh, there's the Bitcoin protocol, but what is the Bitcoin protocol is really a set of protocols, right? So a lot of this stuff is, you know, it's like an Elliott wave. Like, is it a wave or is it a set of waves? Well, it's a wave that is a type of wave, which is different as a set of waves, right? And there's different sets of waves that we call waves, right? Like, it'll drive you crazy. The point being that language is tough, and, you know, so a lot of these, it's like, oh, it's a protocol, but it's really a set of protocols, and it's different labels to be able to set the distinction between them, right? Which will, of course, be improved over time, and some of which is already good, but it's, you know, the difficulty in explaining it. So use your brain and take that into account. So, you know, the truth protocol, the truth social protocol, is what establishes PBPOP, and it is interacting with the cloud chain layer, right? It's validating things using the cloud chain layer. It's also interacting with and validating things using the identity blockchain layer, and further, certainly with replies, using the actual block publishing server, your website, right? At the moment, your identity blockchain, right, database is a separate part of the same server, which is your website, right? Is that always going to be the case? We're going to see, but it doesn't matter, guys. So the truth protocol interacts with the cloud chain, the identity blockchain, and with replies with your server, and even with references potentially, right? Separate issue, that third aspect of TSN signing, right? In terms of validating that a signature page exists, which we spoke about, there's ways to potentially address this, but that's a talk for another day, okay? A bit more complicated than you might expect. And so further, the truth client protocol, so the truth client, right, is this sort of grand software that's going to interact with all layers, okay? And it's going to allow all different parts of the software to sort of be plugged in to one thing that interprets it all, right? This client. So the client is going to be certainly interacting with the cloud chain, identity blockchain, your server, right, your current server. And it's going to have another aspect yet to be determined how broad it will be, that is a wallet-like thing or a keychain-like thing, or really a crypto library, or a little bit of both, K-Dog, right? Because it's going to have to do digital signing, and it's going to have to validate digital signatures, and maybe for some type of DM thing, right? You're talking about, like, encryption, potentially, which could involve either ECIES, we spoke about this in some of the earlier ones, whatever it is, whatever form or multiple things, whether it's symmetric, AES, DES, or whatever it is, like that part's not that important. The DMs is not what fucking is what's great about this stuff. But certainly, why not have it? But that's, you know, way down the list of priorities. But further illustrates that there's this other thing that's certainly going to have a keychain and maybe a part of it or another thing altogether. There's going to be a browser and potentially even a website builder type of thing, right? What you might call that. Anyway, the truth client is going to interact with it all and interpret it all and relay important parts to different other parts that it needs, and more importantly to other truth clients, right? Because there's going to be lots of roots out there, okay? And as I said, in a sense, maybe there could be some type of truth client subcomponent for lightweights to be able to run. Like, maybe they just run that wallet part of it, right? Like, I can download Bitcoin Core, which is really a collection of different things I can use, but I don't use all of them, right? So that we're going to see. But you get the point that the truth client is like the highest layer of it all, or really the truth social network, which is the grand network of all truth clients interacting with each other, right? That are, I guess, following the truth client protocol and truth social protocol, right? This is all like, everything is overlapping, right? So anyway, the segue, or the point I was getting to, was that by creating the ability to effectively create, run, contribute to updating, and to, you know, running a new version of a directory, it will give the ability to officially define the rules and for others to contribute to defining the rules and demonstrating their support thereof, right? So by enabling this, it's kind of a monumental step forward in the software. And so how does that work? Well, in order to understand how that works, you're going to need to understand this concept of indexing, which is going to be broken up into two parts, right? Which I'm going to call directory referencing, which is, well, we'll get to what it is in a second. Directory referencing and CBRMR, okay? Two different forms of indexing, which comprise the truth client protocol, indexing protocol, right? And so by understanding the indexing protocol, you're going to be able to get how you now have the ability to run these directories, and also gives us a nice segue later to, by understanding it, you will be able to understand the different types of server feeds, which are really just different types of behavior, because anything the server feeds do, roots can technically do, I believe, if I got to think about it more. But I'm pretty sure anything they do, roots can do and probably will do to lesser extents. But a server feeds will sort of be dedicated to these behaviors and are more for the point of, you know, more so for the point of enabling lightweights to do more, right, before they get to participate as a root. And so let's go through these two different types of indexing. So basically, directory referencing is a form of indexing that is derived through analyzing, or really querying your identity blockchain, right? The truth client will be able to will have to be able to query your identity blockchain to do to interpret directory referencing, right? This type of indexing. The second type of indexing you pretty much already know about, right? So that's the CBR-MR indexing, which is how replies are indexed on your server, right? Regardless of who they are from, right? And so, you know, this is this concept of this degree system, right? Where every reply has a Merkle root, which can be queried, right, for one degree level below. And, you know, because replies are always have the ability to be added at one degree level below, and even at levels below, but in terms of querying, that's what's relevant. And then this CBR-MR system, right? So it's more, so it's both indexing, but it's really about, in this aspect I'm about to speak about, is about giving these replies a timeliness, right? Because this CB cloud-based reference Merkle root is this, or this Merkle root is included in an actual block. So you could query the block if you're validating this for timeliness, right? But in terms of indexing, it's also obviously on the server, this cloud-based reference Merkle root. So the difference between the two, right? And so another way to put this would be, right, like identity blockchain indexing and reply indexing, right? Directory referencing being the identity blockchain referencing, right? And we're going to get more into that. So, and we're kind of going back now, but I don't think I fully touched on this to put a period on the timeliness of these CBR-MR replies or how this timeliness was added. Well, different than the querying Merkle root, right? Because every reply, right, so you could have a reply to a reply, and so every reply has its own querying Merkle root. So what's the difference between this CBR-MR Merkle root and this querying Merkle root? Well, the difference is, like, one is static but yet dynamic, and the other is dynamic and dynamic, okay? In both senses, you kind of have this situation where the branches of a tree are acting as potentially roots themselves, right? To create other branches, okay? In both situations. But in terms of querying, you're always going to be talking about a Merkle root which is derived, the state of which is derived from changes or lack thereof of one degree below, and only one degree below, right? So if you have five replies to a reply, that reply's querying Merkle root is a certain hash. And the only way that hash changes is if you get a sixth reply, okay? And so on and so forth, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth. Otherwise, it's a static hash, you know, this root hash, right? Yet, that's different from a CBR-MR because the root hash changes any time that any of the levels below it have a state change, right? So if you have a reply to a reply, the, you know, that first reply's querying root is the same as the cloud-based reference Merkle root, at the moment, but then the second that you get a reply to the reply to that reply, right? A third reply, a third level down, the state of the second reply changes, and thus the state of the, you know, all levels change from, if basically, in essence, any time for the CBR MR, anytime something below changes, above changes, right? So it's basically recording the state of all replies when you go up high enough, right? And so the reason for that is because all replies need to be summarized in to get a timeliness by being included in a block, right? And so they need this root, which is a summary of it all. And then anytime there's a new block, you need to know if and when and how the state changed of any individual root, any individual branch at any level below, right? That's how they all have this timeliness, because they all have a state that maps to a block, right? In the form of a root. Thus, the reason why they need a different label, right? In a sense, even the CBR-MR would be queried to determine if a reply was within it, to determine if a reply is timely, right? Yet, the point is not querying. So, the point of the querying Merkel roots are like, well, we know that these replies are not in a block, and we want to find them on the server, and we want a protocol, a set way of indexing them, right? And if you know that, so basically, as a replyee, right, or as someone who's the other, you may not necessarily care to, your intent or goal may not be to be checking or validating the timeliness of a reply, but rather, oh, was it included on this person's server, right? Because I want to download or whatever it is, right? So it's a less, it's a different aspect of things, right? Now, of course, by replying, your software must ensure that a reply is timely, and it won't be included on the server by the root, and by root unless it is, but that's a different thing to consider, right? So we've covered both, but there's more to this story in terms of directory referencing, okay? How does directory referencing even work? Well, in some senses, it's sort of like a quote tweet, right? Except when you are directory referencing directories that are your own directories, okay? That you've created, or let's say it like this, right? So it's like a quote tweet, but when you're directory referencing a directory you've created, that reference you are referencing is within your identity blockchain. So the software would be able to know about it through querying your identity blockchain. So as opposed to, I could quote tweet someone else's reply, reference, or anything else, right? Another, and my identity blockchain may not have a notion or wouldn't have a notion of that thing I'm referencing, right? There's no history of it if it's an other, right? Yet when I'm directory referencing a directory I've created, it has a notion, it has a history of how that reference ID was created. It has that reference that's being referenced in the identity blockchain, right? So all that's going to make sense in a second, right? The way that this form of indexing works is, first think about, forget about the other for a second, pretend the other doesn't even exist, right? So essentially the way to think about this is that every reference is essentially a directory and or sub is a directory or subdirectory, right? Your Genesis reference is basically like the directory of all directories, and then everything below is either a subdirectory or like a subdirectory of a subdirectory, right? And so, and again, we're staying on this perspective of root. So root has a Genesis reference, and then when they create their directories, which would be one level down, right? Same concept as with the other form of indexing, right? You have these different levels or different degrees, right? So in terms of degrees, root has its Genesis reference, and then everything after is sort of like a directory, right? It's sort of like a subdirectory of that, which is one level down. So by by referencing the Genesis reference, you are creating, you're doing a directory reference, which is one level down, okay? And this can be validated using only your identity blockchain, right? And necessarily can be done. There's a record of everything from this perspective of root in your identity blockchain. So I can create five directories, regardless of what block they are in, right? The Genesis reference would be in the first block, but in this way of thinking, regardless of how the height of the block, you can create, you know, five directories, like, that have different rules, dimes, get truth, trips, whatever, which would all be one level down, okay, would be one degree down, and they would all reference the Genesis reference, which, by doing so, signify, they signify that they are one level down. They are a subdirectory of one degree lower than the Genesis reference. And so you can extend this concept further and say, well, anything that references a subdirectory or a reference which is one degree level lower than the Genesis reference, right, is a second degree lower. And so by referencing a certain directory, whether it's dimes or get truth or whatever else, you are creating a subdirectory, which is two levels down, right? That should be pretty straightforward. And you can have as many, you can have five subdirectories, you could have an infinite amount of direct subdirectories for every directory. Obviously, these take up identity block space, right? Because these have to be references, but you get how the same concept as with the other form of indexing is being applied. And so a subdirectory two levels down is indirectly still referencing the Genesis reference, right? So this could be queried using the truth client, doing the truth client indexing protocol, right? Querying the identity blockchain. And so, this is the Genesis reference. Okay, this is a directory, right? It's referencing the Genesis reference. Okay, this is a subdirectory of dimes, right? It's referencing the dimes reference, which is referencing the Genesis reference. So it's pretty straightforward. So everything is indirectly referencing your Genesis reference, right? And essentially every reference has some type of what I call directory reference. And so it's pretty straightforward in terms of from the perspective of root and assuming that root creates all the directories. Now, where it gets a bit more complicated is in terms of running other people's directories, which is going to be the majority of the time, right? And sort of how that works. And so why is it more complicated? Well, first off, you need to maintain, like, when you're going to run someone else's directory, right? You need to still maintain this concept of degree, okay? And, excuse me, like, obviously your identity blockchain has no notion of, or has no record of this directory that you will be running by referencing it, right? So, sure, you can just quote tweet someone's reference, which is essentially what you're doing to signify that you're running it, right? Their quote tweet their directory, whichever one it is. I want to run, you know, this version of the Dimes directory or whatever it is, because these are like sort of sub protocols, right? Each directory, and which can be updated, right? So I want to run this version of the Dimes directory, which was done by whoever, BDZ Joe, or, you know, I can have different, I can update that directory, right? It lets you someone else, right? So whatever, LTC Joe updated it, like whatever. He made the original Dimes directory, and I'm starting my identity blockchain for the first time, and I want to have some kind of a Dimes directory. So I'm going to run LTC Joe's Dimes directory. And so my identity blockchain has no record of this directory, or which is really just a reference, ever being created, right? It's an LTC Joe's identity blockchain, hypothetically. So sure, before this concept of directory referencing, I could like quote tweet another person and that would go in my identity blockchain. But my identity blockchain just had no idea that this is referencing a reference from another blockchain, nor would it need to in that context, right? For that purpose. But in terms of maintaining this concept of degree in this form of indexing, right? Directory referencing, you have to do things a bit differently. Now, it's not really that hard in that you say, well, the first line for referencing determines the degree, right? And then assuming there is a second line, that second line is determining, is, you know, demonstrating that you are running and others' directory, right? So Root's software still is able to know and determine that this is a degree level, you know, a one level down degree. In other words, it's a directory, right? Yet within the message, right, that is being digitally signed, or within the message that's a part of this reference, the next line down is going to be referencing, so to speak, LTC Joe's Dimes directory reference ID, right? And so to my root, to my software as root, it doesn't know that this is another person, or it doesn't have a record of that, but it really doesn't need to, right? So let's pick this up in the next part, I think part number 6, right? Peace.